For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood on NPR One with your South Carolina news headlines. 3 men have been arrested and 32 dogs have been rescued after authorities broke up a dogfighting operation in South Carolina. The FBI said the operation was discovered last week when search warrants were served on 3 men for weapons violations. The dogs have been taken to a temporary shelter until a court decides where they should go. And South Carolina's newest port has officially opened. Inland Port Dillon and its close proximity to Interstate 95 is expected to enhance container shipping from markets in the Northeast and Midwest through the Port of Charleston. State Ports Authority President Jim Newsom says the new inland port at Dillon will handle train-to-truck container movements 135 miles away from Charleston, extending the reach of the port and reducing truck traffic in and out of Charleston.
Anything that we can do to increase the reliability of moving freight, meaning that customers want to be able to get their freight when they want it, this helps in that because it's an overnight train service from Charleston. Harbor Freight Tools can have the container right next to their facility when they need it. That's invaluable. It gives them confidence to do more international business and to bring more cargo through our port.
An inland port opened in the upstate in Greer in 2013. And those are your news headlines from South Carolina Public Radio on NPR One. I'm Tut Underwood.